Last Friday, we visited America's number one worst bike city, Atlanta, and they're committed to changing that designation. And yet, Boston, once the proud home of America's first bike club and pretty much the birthplace of U.S. cycling, is not too far behind Atlanta. We're speaking with Boston Mass Bike, one of the principals there, a fellow named Mike Lydon, and he was at Boston NBG Day, where they're trying to kind of get some momentum going for changing this consciousness of it being such a car-centric town. So how'd it go today, Mike?
It went well. We felt pretty happy with a small but strong turnout, and it's nice to see a representative from the mayor's office there giving us support.
Okay. Who from the mayor was there, from the mayor's office?
I actually did not catch his name. It was actually one of his assistants. He did not introduce himself at the very beginning of his presentation, and it was brief, so unfortunately, I did not catch his name, but he was from Mayor Tom Menino's office.
Great. Okay. So do you feel like it was kind of a good show of force for bicycling in Boston then?
Yes. I think it's a good it's actually a great speech, because he announced that Mayor Menino does recognize the problem with cycling in the city of Boston, and they are committed to changing that perception and making it more safe for cyclists throughout the city. So I think it was a great event to have them there and actually voice that to us, which is the first time I've heard that.
Great. Who else was there? Did anybody else speak?
Steve Miller was the one who kind of introduced the event. He's the head of the Boston Bicycle Planning Initiative, and also head of the Boston Bike Festival, which is kind of a kickoff event for kind of raising awareness around that event, which will be held, I believe, September 25th here in Boston.
Okay.
He gave a nice little introduction and announcement about the event today.
Did he talk about his group, what the Boston Bike Fest is all about at all?
Yeah, it's basically about raising awareness around the issues of cycling in the city of Boston. And it's also going to be part of the city's 375th birthday party. So it's one of the major events that's going on. So we expect there'll be quite a large turnout for the event.
Wow. I understand there was a high wheel bicycle there.
Yes.
Did he do any demonstrations for you at all?
He did. He rode around City Hall Plaza, which was quite entertaining, and caught several people headed towards the subway off guard, which is nice to see.
Did you know that Boston was once that's pretty much where those high wheel bicycles began in the United States?
Yeah, he gave us a little background on the situation and said that they originally were manufactured down in Hartford, but the company was based in, out of Boston. That's where they sold the bike.
Albert
really,
Pope.
It was an interesting fact. He said that back in the 1880s, when they started to become really popular, those types of high-wheel bikes sold for about $300, which in today's translates to about $15,000. So they were quite expensive back then, basically like cars today.
Wow, great. So he visited with you guys for a while, talked about high wheels. You guys had a good event. Are you car-free at all, Mike?
I am car-free half the year, and I'm actually considering getting rid of my car.
Great. And just in a quick nutshell, how do you feel about biking in Boston?
From a personal standpoint, I think it's a wonderful city to bike in. There's a lot of great destinations, a lot of cool places to see. In terms of the road behavior of some cyclists, and of course, of many of the cars, it's a rather tough city to bike in. A lot of one-way streets. It can be challenging at times, but if the more you ride, the more confident you become. And we're hoping to kind of change the perception around biking in Boston. Of course, that's going to help if we get more support from people like Tom Menino and the city of Boston.
There's a lot of colleges in Boston. Typically when you've got a high percentage of college people in a town, there's a high percentage of cyclists. What are all these students doing? Are they riding bikes, or are they taking mass transit, or what's going on with that?
You'll see the largest population of cyclists are over at MIT, which is over in Cambridge across the river. But yes, there's a high population of students. From my observations, it seems like most people are pretty comfortable walking around on foot, or they take public transit, as we do have a pretty good transit system. And of course, Boston is a very, very walkable city. You can get to a lot of destinations in a short walk away or a T ride away. So I think that's part of the problem with biking, is that sometimes it doesn't make the most sense for people who aren't used to cycling, so they just prefer to walk, which we're all trying to change.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to wrap up on that note. Let me just ask you one last question. What do you do at Mass Bike?
I am the director of fundraising.
Great. Okay.
So, try to raise all the funds to keep Mass Bike going and, you know, kind of hopefully help to extend our influence around the state and especially in Boston.
What can you tell us about Mass Bike? There's a quick half a sentence or two.
We are a statewide education and advocacy organization, the only statewide education advocacy organization in Massachusetts for bicyclists.
Huh, okay. And you used to be just Boston specific, is that correct?
Correct. In 1993, we went statewide.
Great. Okay. Well, Mike, it's been a total treat talking with you. Hope you raise lots of money genuinely and seriously for Mass Bike. With that, I'm just going to let our listeners feel like they've talked to one of the giants of East Coast cycling. And any last words you want to say, Guy?
I used to say that hopefully we'll, you know, with today's event and with events coming up this summer, we'll continue to make Boston a better city to bike in. And thanks for interviewing me, Martin.
Okay, sure. Thanks to you, Mike. Take care.